From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg file a civil lawsuit. John Bailey and Alberto De La Torre should expect the cold shoulder treatment and a lot of angry glares if they ever try to visit Bedrocks in the near future. The two Plainfield men, both in their 20s, recently filed a civil lawsuit at the Will County Courthouse against Bedrocks Craft Beer and Pizza Bar. They also named as defendants the bar's owner, Kenneth Groh, along with Kevin Troche and Jacob Ward, two young men from Joliet who visited the bar back in July 9, 2016. The lawsuit, filed by attorney Susan Franson of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg, seeks in excess of $50,000 in monetary damages against the defendants. It's very unusual and not a run-of-the-mill case at all, says attorney Franson. One of the defendants had approached John Bailey, and he was expecting John to buy him a drink. John apparently did not even know him, but he was basically harassing my client to get him a drink. My client left and went to get cigarettes. Franson maintains that both of her clients are the true victims here. However, that will be determined by Will County's courts at a later date. Last year's story about this incident reported that Bailey, Troche, and Ward were all arrested after the late-night summer fracas began at Bedrocks, and it ultimately ended up with arrows being shot, vehicles being rammed, and Joliet police intervention needed to defuse the vehicle situation. According to the lawsuit, Troche is accused of using Ward's 2002 Saturn to intentionally collide with and against John's 2007 Mercedes-Benz. On the other hand, the plaintiff's lawsuit states Bailey and De La Torre were in the exercise of ordinary care and caution for their own safety and property. It just escalated. John Bailey suffered a broken arm, and Alberto De La Torre suffered serious back injuries, Franson stated. As for Bedrocks, the bar in Shorewood is accused of the civil suit of overserving Ward and Troche. The bar's employees sold or gave alcoholic beverages to Ward and Troche, which Ward and Troche drank immediately. These alcoholic beverages caused the intoxication of Ward and Troche, and, while intoxicated, caused the serious car accident while traveling eastbound on U.S. 52 in the village of Shorewood and city of Joliet. John Bailey, who was driving, and Alberta De La Torre, a passenger, was seriously injured.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and/or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.